From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo holds bilateral meeting with Czech Prime Minister Peter Fiala. Minister Budi Gunadi is optimistic of no COVID spike during Christmas holidays. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Czech Republic, Petr Fiala, at the Stegenberger Wiltrich Hotel on Wednesday as part of his working visit to Brussels, Belgium. As quoted by Antara during the meeting, President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude for Prime Minister Fiala's sympathy for the victims of the recent earthquake in Cianjur, West Java, and congratulated the Czech Republic on its presidency of the Councils of the European Union this year. He also discussed several issues during the meeting, such as economic, defense, and strategic industrial cooperation, as well as Indo-Pacific cooperation. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin has said that he is optimistic that there will be no spike in COVID-19 cases in Indonesia during the Christmas and New Year's holidays, as COVID-19 transmission due to the new variants has subsided. As quoted by Antara on Thursday, minister noted that a spike in cases is not caused by people's mobility, but by the emergence of a new variant of the COVID-19 virus. Meanwhile, the transmission of new variant found in Indonesia, such as XBB and BQ1, has peaked. Due to the declining transmission rate, he believed that during the Christmas and New Year's holidays, a spike in new cases would not occur in Indonesia. The Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture has said that the strengthening of the National Health Insurance JKN program must become a priority to support human resources development. One of the efforts to continuously improve the quality of human resources is the implementation of the JKN program, which has been carried out by the National Healthcare and Social Security Agency, BPJS Kesehatan, since January 1, 2014. This was conveyed by the Ministry's Deputy for Social Welfare Improvement, Andi Megantara, at the launch of the 2016-2021 JKN statistic books on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He also remarked that the JKN program is essential to produce quality and competitive human resources in Indonesia in a bid to achieve the medium-term development target and realize Indonesia's 2045 visions. The number of Indonesian citizens living in Japan is expected to touch 100,000 by the end of 2022. Thus was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to Japan and Micronesia's Federation, Heri Ahmadi, on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. Nearly 67,000 Indonesians lived in Japan before the COVID-19 pandemic, and their number fell to 60,000 at the onset of the pandemic. However, based on the Japanese immigration report, the number of Indonesians living in Japan reached 83,000 in June 2022, with the number of apprentices recorded at 44,000 compared to 34,000 earlier. Let's move on to the international news, where China has removed 6 officials from Britain, including one of its most senior UK diplomats, 2 months after violence at its Manchester consulate. As reported by BBC.com, the UK had requested the officials waive their right to diplomatic immunity to allow detectives to question them about October's incident. Foreign Secretary James Cleverly expressed his disappointment that none of the six would now face justice. The group included Consul General Cheng Shiyuan, who denied beating a protesters. Pro-democracy protesters Bob Chan, a Hong Konger, was injured after being dragged onto the consulate grounds and beaten by men on October 16. The Federal Reserve's moderated its all-out campaign to cool U.S. inflation on Wednesday, lifting the benchmark lending rate by a half percentage point, though warning there are still some ways to go. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, America's central bank has taken aggressive moves to ease demand in the world's biggest economy, hiking rates 7 times this year, with interest-sensitive sectors like housing already reeling from tightening policy. Its latest increase takes the rate to 4.25% to 4.50%, the highest since 2007. But officials signaled that their battle to cool the U.S. economy is not yet over. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. Highlights Lepasau, the Indonesian working plan of Thai silk weaving with Javanese lurik.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Lepasau, Indonesian work in blend of Thai silk weaving with Japanese lurik. Listeners, 25 collections designs by Lulu Lutfi Labibi, a designer from Yogyakarta, appeared stunning at the International Thai Silk Fashion Week 2022 at Siam Paragon Mall, Bangkok, Thailand on Friday. The Lulu Lutfi Labibi collections were presented in a single fashion show in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok and the Committee of International Thai Silk Fashion Week Thailand. With the theme Lepasau, Lulu combined Thai silk weaving with Japanese lurik into her works and also displayed her latest collections. Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Thailand and UNESCO, Rahmat Budiman, emphasized that Indonesia's participation in this big event aims to introduce the creativity of the nation's children to Thai people and promote one of the beautiful traditional clothes from the island of Java. Lulu is known to have won the fashion design competition. Her work has been exhibited at the several international events in Australia and South Korea. The solo fashion show was attended by around 300 people coming from the diplomatic corps, government officials, fashion observers, and the people of Thailand in Indonesia. The third International Thai Silk Fashion Week is part of the Thai government's program to promote silk weaving with the theme Thai Silk Road to the World 2022. There was something different in Thai Silk Fashion Week this time. Works by world designers who come from various countries were also included in the first International Thai Silk Design Contest 2022. Lulu's work was selected as the top 12 finalists along with designers from Canada, Hungary, Vietnam, Poland, Morocco, Panama, Singapore, Spain, Mongolia, Mexico, and Hong Kong. The Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok also took advantage of this opportunity to promote art and culture through the Indonesian booth. After from displaying several collections of Indonesian literature in the form of batik, several displays of miniature musical instruments, temples, statues, and banners for Indonesia's priority tourism destinations were also presented. Visitors who attended the Indonesian booth also had the opportunity to obtain batik scarf and other Indonesian souvenirs. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on December 15th, 1945, about Kartika Day of the Indonesian Army. Kartika Day of the Indonesian Army is commemorated in memory of the Battle of Ambarawa, the struggle of the People's Security Army led by General Sudirman in mid-December 1945, forced the Allied troops to be pinned down and eventually withdrew from Ambarawa toward Semarang. The victory of the Ambarawa battle was on December 15, 1945. The success of the great commander General Sudirman is immortalized in the form of the Palagan Ambarawa Monument. The Indonesian Army commemorates this date every year as Infantry Day. Based on a presidential decree in 1999, Infantry Day was later replaced by the name Juang Kartika Day. We move to the next event in 2008 about signing of the ASEAN Charter. The ASEAN Charter is the statute for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. This document was adopted at the 13th ASEAN Summit in Singapore in November 2007 and entered into force on 15th December 2008. The entry into force of the ASEAN Charter is also a symbol of the 10 country members that still maintain cohesiveness and commitment to form a solid community in Southeast Asia. We end today in history with the event in 2011 when the United States declared the Iraq War officially over. The Iraq War, or the United States called Operation Iraqi Freedom, began with the invasion of Iraq in 2003. The war was led by a coalition of the United States and Britain. They accused Iraq of possessing weapons of mass destruction. However, the weapons inspection team from the United Nations never found any weapons of mass destruction. On December 15, 2011, the United States declared the end of the Iraq War, and this was marked by a statement on the closing of the military mission of the United States troops in Iraq by the Secretary of Defense of the United States at the time, Leon Panetta. Well, listener, that's today in history.
Every day a new beginning, head up 'cause the day you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Good, bad, good, bad, so never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. We're never negativity, trying to break you down, just will be this. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know. What you got, what you got, what you got, what you got.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Presiden Joko Widodo's youngest son, Kaisang Pangarep, and Erina Gudono held a wedding reception at the Pendopo Ageng Pura Mangkunegaran in Solo, Central Java on Sunday. Pendopo or Pendapa is a large pavilion-like structure built on columns. Did you know? The Pendopo, which is one of the buildings in the Pura Mangkunegaran complex, is the largest Pendopo Keraton in Indonesia. This joglo-shaped building measures around 3,500 square meters. Joglo is the vernacular wooden house of Java with its typical high roof. With an area of 3,500 square meters, the Pendopo Ageng Pura Mangkunegaran can accommodate up to 10,000 people. Pendopo Ageng has 108 pillars. The number 108 itself consists of the numbers 1, 0, and 8. When the numbers are added, the three numbers make the number 9. The number 9 is the largest number for the Javanese. In addition, 9 also symbolizes the number of holes in the human body, which all must be taken care of. Besides the Pendopo, Ageng Pura Mangkunegaran has Soko Guru, which are right in the middle of the building. Soko Guru means four main posts or pillars. Uniquely, the four main pillars are made from a single tree taken from the Donoloyo forest in Wonogiri, Central Java. The four main pillars symbolizes the elements that support human life, namely earth, water, fire, and air. If you visit the Pendopo Ageng Pura Mangkunegaran, you will see this pendopo is dominated by yellow and green colors. Those colors are not chosen in a reckless way. The yellow and green ones are the colors of the Pari Anom, which are the typical colors of the Mangkunegaran family. On the ceiling of the pendopo, there is stretching batik kumodowati. This batik cloth is divided into 8 squares, where the middle parts of each squares has different colors and meanings. Yellow means to prevent drowsiness, blue to prevent disasters, black to prevent hunger, and green to prevent frustration. Furthermore, white colors prevent lust, orange prevents feelings of fear, red prevents crime, and purple prevents evil thoughts. There are also 3 gamelans in the Pendopo Ageng Pura. The 3 gamelans include Kyai Seton, Lipur Sari, and Kyai Kenyut Mesem. One of the gamelan, namely Kyai Seton, is more than 100 years old. The 3 gamelans are usually played at certain times, such as traditional ceremonies, welcoming guests, and dance practice. For the floor itself, it is made of Italian marble. You have to open your shoes when you enter the pendopo. Meanwhile, the chandelier that adorn the roof of the pendopo come from the Netherlands. This Ramadan edition, we are going to take you to Payakumbuh, West Sumatra. In the small town located about 120 kilometers to the north of Padang City, the capital of West Sumatra province, there is a mosque which is full of historical records of the development of the Minang religion. Not far from downtown Payakumbuh, precisely in Balai Nanduo sub-district of West Payakumbuh, an old mosque stands and it was built with a wooden structure. The architecture is typical of the old mosque in Minangkabau. Its name is Godang Koton Nan Ompek Mosque. Godang is the Payakumbuh dialect for the word gadang, which in Minang language means big. Meanwhile, Koton Nan Ompek is the name of the village where it is located. This mosque was built around 1840 on work of land by 4 people in the Koton Nan Ompek area at that time. They are Datuk Bangso Dirajo Nan Hitam, Datuk Rajo Mantiko Alam, Datuk Paduko Majo Lelo, and Datuk Sinaro Kayo. At that time, mosque building materials were collected together by the local residents. This Godang mosque has a rectangular roof shape of a pointed pyramid and 3 levels of towering steps. The buildings with the basic concept of stilt house has a large pillars as the main support, which stands sideways, widening towards the top. This type of building structure is said to have resistance to earthquake shocks like those that often hit this area. Evidently, this mosque building is still able to withstand from dozens of earthquakes that occurred in West Sumatra. In general, this mosque building still keeps maintaining its original structure, including traditional Minangkabau carving ornaments around the wooden walls. It is estimated that the pillars of the mosque are still the same as their original ones. The biggest change is in the roof of the mosque, where the roof was previously covered with fibers, but now it is replaced with metal roof tiles. One thing that is interesting is that in the courtyard of the mosque, precisely in the front of the mihrab or the west side of the mosque, there is a building as high as 2 meters or more, which at first glance it looks like a monument or temple.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat kau di sana, berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku, izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Maja Labs, a Web3 community network in collaboration with the Indonesian Creative Cities Network, ICCN, is holding the Bali Digital Fashion Week, or BDFW 2022. Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Angela Tanusudibyo said that the Bali Digital Fashion Week 2022, which takes place from 10 to 16 December 2022, is a new breakthrough in Indonesian fashion and a form of creative work and innovation that are met with blockchain technology. So the hope is to protect copyrights and pay continuous royalties to creators. Meanwhile, founder CEO of Maja Labs, Adrian Jakari, said that the event would be the pioneer of the first digital fashion week in Indonesia and even Asia that is showing metaverse fashion innovation, augmented reality fashion, digital fashion, digital fashion NFT, and MSM is eco-friendly clothing from Indonesia. Bali Digital Fashion Week 2022 is the final event from Maja Labs X ICCN this year, with international and Indonesian collaborators to carry out a movement Maja Tresna. It is a concept of love for the earth which invites us to care for nature again. Adrian also explained that the theme is Winter is Coming, Digital Fashion Now or Never. It is the Maja Tresna movement which invites people to be aware of the conditions of the earth today. There are 5 sub-themes that will be displayed, including futuristic fashion concept, fantasy fashion concept, international fashion, and authentic Indonesian fashion and physical digital fashion. These 5 fashion themes are specially chosen to showcase various digital fashion art images that are identical with the future. The collaboration between Maja Labs X ICCN and Shifa, which is the pioneer of digital fashion artists in Indonesia, will also display more than 50 digital fashion works. BDFW 2022 also features collaboration with Mada Bayak in the form of Plasticology Arts, which responds to Shifa's digital fashion using used and eco-friendly materials. Anton Nugroho, who presents the Maja Tresna art installation and other fashions of micro, small, medium enterprises MSMEs that carried out the sustainability product concept. Then, BDFW 2022 Maja Labs X ICCN also held a digital fashion competition, which took place from September 2022 and succeeded in capturing hundreds of digital fashion enthusiast candidates from around the world. For those who cannot attend in Bali, BDFW 2022 can also be watched via metaversefatfield.io and Jagat Nusantara.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti, tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We are going to play you a song entitled Sakura from Faris RM. The song created by Faris RM and Jimmy Pais is one of Faris RM's top songs. Many Indonesian musicians have rearranged this hit, such as Rosa. So, unsurprisingly, this song ranked 9 in the list of 150 top everlasting Indonesian songs, according to a version of Indonesian Rolling Stones in December 2009. Well, listener, here is Faris RM with Sakura.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara. Terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak dini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara.
すべてを捧げ、約束の言葉を語る。 叩く心に、たとえ何があろうと、たとえ試練があろうと、あなたの愛に生きる。あなたと共に悲しみを乗り越え、あなたに幸せと愛の望みを求め、いつまでもすでに遅く、私はあなたに愛を信じ、あなたのすべてをゆっくりと確かに、心の平和を求め、私は歩む。
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. jadikan dirimu untuk jadi
of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.